Mark share on his side this broadcast. We're going obviously to speak about 5G, among other things, probably as well. The funny thing is, what I see over the last few months is stuff that Mark has been saying for some long time now is actually coming true. And I'm not surprised, obviously. Otherwise, I wouldn't jump into this, shitty pool with a 5G weapon system if I wouldn't think it's real. So yes, here we are. Just to let you know, Mark, that now on Israeli TV, an Israeli company come up on the news and said they are going to use some technology to wash the streets with this amazing light that kill all germs and blah blah blah, and it's new and they developed it and stuff like that. And I'm like, how they're going to do it? Probably through the LED street lights. Hello. Anyway, this and more. So yes, we are on air, so we're good to go. How are you doing, mate?
I'm all right. We've done some quite interesting talks lately on this. I don't know if everybody's listened to the interview I did with the BBC.
No, probably most didn't.
That was quite an interesting one. They basically rang us up to do an interview for a documentary they're doing on 5G. And it was unbelievable, to be honest. I mean, the ignorance of these people is outstanding in the first instance, but they're very dangerous, very, very dangerous organisation. Where what they can't understand, they couldn't get their head around it, where I was explaining to them that microwave radiation is an immune system suppressant. It causes cellular damage, oxidative stress. It's obvious in all the science that I've read. So they were trying to say there's no link between 5G and this pandemic. Mm-hmm. Well, I know it's actually the cause. It's the main cause. What's really concerning, there are a number of groups, EMF groups, who are saying there's no link between the COVID-19 and 5G. Well, that's just absolutely outrageously in contradiction of the science. Because all microwave radiation immune system suppressor, so there must be a link. I'm not saying there's a link, I'm saying it's the cause. However, people don't have to believe me, but what most certainly is, there's most certainly a link. So anybody saying there isn't a link, we have to be concerned about that, because we are then disregarding the vast body of science that shows that microwave radiation immune system suppressant. Now, let's talk about why the virus was planned a long time ago. Viruses are quite an interesting bunch of things. However, the vaccinations have pathogens in them, yeah, that when activated at certain frequencies, you can actually activate the simples, the herpes simplex virus. So you know where people get herpes, you can activate that because dormant in everybody's body. You can activate that at 50 hertz, electromagnetic radiation. So it shows how viruses can be activated, or what pathogens that exhibit as viruses can be activated at certain frequencies. And we know that 900 megahertz also is the activation of a pneumonia type pathogen that most people carry in their body. It actually increases its virility at 900 megahertz. So people have to understand there's definitely a link with electromagnetic radiation and bodily sickness and pathogens. Absolutely. Now, the switch on of 5G in Wuhan, we know as a matter of fact it was switched on. Everybody was quite open about that. It wasn't a secret switch on. And then obviously a lot of people died. We have the evidence of people dying. We've got the photographs of people collapsing in the streets. They were hit with 5G direct energy weapons. Those people, and the vast body of people have died, have got certain other sicknesses and illnesses, because the 5G network still isn't fully operational. It's not fully turned up. They're deploying it as fast as they possibly can during the lockdown, because the more this radiation that you get bombarded with, the more sick you're going to become. And the cover the cover for this illness, the cover for the genocide is a virus. That's their plan. Their plan, and they've been planning it for hundreds of years, is to say, we've got this mass disease that's going to, you know, kill millions of people across the world. It's got nothing to do with us. Well, I'm going to tell you now, the 5G masks, the beam form and characteristics of the 5G masks mixed with the contaminated vaccines. The vaccines have tungsten micro and nano particulates. They have aluminium, nano and micro particulates. They've got a number of different nasties, got quite a lot of nasties in those vaccines. You know, dead body parts and some DNA from animals, basically trying to turn you into something that the creator didn't make. They've also got some very, very interesting luciferin as an ingredient. It's quite an interesting ingredient, the name luciferin, and also some of the biomarkers 060606. So basically, the vaccine's the mark of the beast. And if you take it, I want to show you a little document. People have to see this. You mean what that document with the I've just bear with a second, I'm going to get this document, I'll show you this, it's quite interesting, should blow people's minds away. I mean, I think the whole narrative, you know, the problem that we have, what I'm telling people is unbelievable. Well, I've been talking about it for quite a while. When I first spoke about this 5G deployment as a weapon system in 2016, 17, as we got the technological breakdown, the science behind it, and as we got to 17, I was telling people this was a crime. I'll just put the thing over to you. Yeah. So what actually happened, I was telling people that this was a genocidal plot, that the equipment was illegal, it was a weapon system. Now, I did get discredited by a lot of people, you know, technologists, and a lot of people who just couldn't get their head around what I was saying. It was their lack of knowledge on the subject, and obviously a little bit of ignorance, plus a lot of industry trolls and government actors who don't want you to know that your deep state want you dead. Well, I'm going to show you something that proves beyond any shadow of a doubt, right, incontrovertible evidence that they want you dead. Right, this is a document that's been sent. I've just obscured the address, but this is a document that was sent to somebody that I know.
All right.
NHS. Show the things along the top, the Department of Health, etc. Yeah. And this is so you can sign off so you can get your COVID, you can get your COVID-19 test. All right, the COVID-19 test. Now, this is quite interesting. This is quite interesting, so I don't want people to miss it. You see that word there? Can you see that where it says Ipsos Mori?
Yes.
Ipsos Mori.
Yes.
That's Latin for they die.
Really?
That is Latin.
Mori. Ipsos Mori is Latin for they die.
They die. That's what that is. That's what Ipsos Mori means.
Wow.
However, this is in very stark black, which shows a jet black. This is mercantile law. This is a contract. And believers, you go along with it and you die. It's telling you.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised, Mark. You know, I just give you a quick update. You and the viewers. Well, I hope you view us and not just hear us. What has been happening in Israel, obviously, like in the UK and various other places, they enrolling the laws, the new laws, very rapidly. And the new laws, they deal with concentration camps. They deal with the second Holocaust. They deal with stripping us from every right we may have because of a fake demic, you know, a plandemic. And we know it's fake, we know it's planned, we know it's transparent, it's so transparent that we can see it, and still the majority of people are not aware of it. And what's been happening, they're actually closing now with a a fence, like a barbed wire, how you call it? You know, like you cannot cross because it's like the concentration camps. They now take like hotels and they close them with wires so people cannot go out, and still people think this is to stop the spread of a virus. And I'm like, why you use the army to do that? Why you use barbed wires to do that? Why you treat us like enemy? And people don't see it. I mean, obviously we know what has been happening, and most people are still ignorant to the fact that they are being exterminated slowly but surely. Now, well, not so surely, but slowly still. Just to add to what you've been saying, the connection, I mean, people may want to be vaccinated in order to be saved from a virus. They have no clue that vaccine will not save them. Anyway, even if the science was true, vaccine will not help you, will not save you from a virus. This is one thing. Second thing, the deployment of the 5G system in Israel is so fast now. And from what I know, you know, when people will get the vaccines, they will not suddenly all of them drop dead, because otherwise it will be so transparent that this is what the vaccines are causing. So one may get a heart attack, one may get like a corona, fake corona symptoms, one may get some blood clots, you know, and various symptoms. Each and every one of us may react differently. And then obviously the cause of death will be corona. None of the sane or the insane people will think it may be from radiation. So just to say, what you're saying is absolutely true, the connection between the vaccines and radiations, but it won't happen instantly. It will happen slowly, so people will not suspect that it's being caused by the vaccines and the radiation.
Exactly correct. The obviously the planned genocide, they had to come up with a reason. They can't just have people die. It's a bit like Kawasaki disease. We've got children being burnt to death in North London.
I did a show about it. Sorry, I interrupt you. I let you go on. But the Kawasaki disease, I put up a video about it, showing a hand with the Kawasaki disease symptoms, showing a hand with radiation symptoms of EHS, you know, and it's more or less the same. And I directed people to Dr. Jack Cruz from the States. He's a neurosurgeon. He's like top, you know, world-class neurosurgeon. And he's been writing about Kawasaki disease quite some time ago. And he's been saying that once 5G is deployed, we will see more Kawasaki disease. And this is what's happening. And it's not corona, it's the 5G. And Jack was writing about it, I think, even before corona. So there you have it.
Brilliant. Well, the Kawasaki disease is a diagnosis that doctors give people. It's got no known cause.
Yeah.
You only have to look at the burns on kids, on the children's skin,
yeah,
to see that it's radiation, yeah, radiation burning.
Yeah.
You know, a welder, so obviously they get light radiation. When they're welding, they get skin burns. And these children have got skin burn. And it's basically from the beamforming 5G transmitters, because we've got a collimated, coherent, microwave polarized energy in air, ionizing energy in air, by the way, because you can ionize air to over 13.5 electron volts. The ICNIRP guidelines has been lifted from 61 electron volts from these beam waves to 120. So it's 61 electron volts. You're going to burn a lot of children. You're going to cause this Kawasaki disease, and you're going to cause a lot of death. Now, they have to have a cover for that. So what they do, they call it, COVID-19. I think that's what it is. COVID-19 is the cover for the mass genocide across the world. This is an orchestrated genocide across the world. The UN Resilient Cities Agenda, the Smart City Agenda, they are kill grids. They are concentration camps. In Australia, they're trying to force the people off the land. They're going to try and starve them off the land, so they've got to go to the cities to be fed. You enter that city, they want you tagged, they want you vaccinated. If you're traveling, and believe us, you will die. But not only will you die, Satan will get your soul. That's what he's after. It's a satanic. the whole point, you know, in the schools where they're going round in circles, where they've got people on this one round the supermarket's one-way track.
Yeah.
It's all circle, satanic.
Yeah.
People need to work out what's going on. This is a satanic plot. They want you to be a party to it. They want you to tacitly agree to your death. Now, if you go along with a death grid, you go along with the narrative, unfortunately, you're going to die. The only people that will survive this are the people that do not consent and the people who resist. Save others. Spread the information. They're the survivors. The people who go along with it and get the vaccine, I mean, I feel sorry for them. But, you know, through lack of knowledge, and it is absolutely lack of knowledge, these people will die. I've said it for years. Ignorance today will get you dead. And they're going to die forever, by the way. And I wouldn't like to be going where they're going. So you have Bill Gates, you know, Billy Goat Gates. These are the orchestrators of this kill grid. But look, they go as well. You see, Satan is the greatest deceiver. The greatest deceiver. So all these idiots, COVIDiots, right, who pray to Satan and think he's like the future. Well, he's just played you, haven't he? Because he takes your soul first. You've already signed up. You've already signed up. Your death certificate, when you signed up for Satan, believers, he's coming for you. He's coming to take your soul. So this just shows how ridiculous and stupid these people are. And we're talking about the elites of the world, by the way. You know, people at the top of most churches in the world all basically pray to Satan. It's a satanic ritual. You only have to look at most religions in the world and you can see there's something very, very dark and sinister. It's all part of a control, a mind control, that was organized by Satan a long, long time ago. Greatest deceiver. I mean, the best thing about Satan, what I think, the cleverest trick is get people to believe it doesn't exist. Now, that's got to be one of the best ones of all time. So he's absolutely, the people that pray to him and have actually signed the contract with him, believers, I wouldn't like to be them because it's not going to be good. That's why I've always got a high vibration level. Because I know the plan, I know the agenda, because obviously I get that information. So I know what the agenda is, have known for years, where some of the inventions. I mean, where do you think all these inventions came from? Came from the Creator. Creator organizes everything. So that's why I have the knowledge to understand what we were facing in the first instance. I mean, I spoke about this in, you know, 2017, 2018, when we got our act together and realized what was actually going on. We were discredited by a lot of people, not just in the EMF community, but we had, you know, industry trolls. We had lots of people saying that I wasn't correct. I was all made up. You know, Mark's just exaggerating. I'm exaggerating. Well, just go outside and see what's going on to see if I'm exaggerating now. And what happened, these people, I mean, say Alistair Phillips, who was the technical advisor for the electromagnetic radiation groups in the UK, he said that the transmitters on the street furniture weren't 5G because it was sub gigahertz. Well, wow. The industry have admitted its main operating radar scanning frequency is sub gigahertz. Now, I asked for a retraction from this character. No retraction. All they see is he's an extremist. He don't take any notice of him. I always say to people, do your own research. Don't believe what I tell you. Do your own research. I'll point you in the right direction. As you've done, Shai, the number of cases when I've explained things to you, you've went off and done your own research. And unfortunately, I've been proven to be correct. So
But just to make a point here, I want people to know, when I first spoke with you, Mark, and you told me about your patents, I asked from you a list of your patents. You told me go and speak with your lawyer. I spoke with the lawyer in London. They sent me a list of your patents and I saw the list of patents. Some I didn't see. I went back. I called them on my phone and I said, listen, some I don't see the patents. They said, no problem. I send you to this via email. I got all the patents. I put them on my site. Second thing, you said the judge said you're an expert. And then I wanted to see it. You sent me the transcript of the court where the judge is saying very knowledgeable or knowledgeable. I don't remember. I went to the dictionary and it says on the dictionary knowledgeable or very knowledgeable equals expert. So actually I went to check stuff that you're saying. Now, I don't know everything about you, Mark Steele, but stuff that you've been saying since I know you, and even before that, because I saw some stuff you put out before we got to know each other. This material is actually, as I said in the beginning of this broadcast, actually proving itself to be very much true. And to be honest, it's still just the beginning. Because we may, I hope not, God heals me now, I hope not, I pray not to see all these predictions, but we know that if these satanist globalists will get their act together and we will not be able to stop them soon as we can, we may see even more horrors that you've been telling us about, and we still don't see them outside. But what we do see is the deployment of all this hardware made in China across our neighborhoods and cities and places where we live. We see all the laws, these Nazi laws passing through in Israel, in the UK and various other countries. And people think, no, it can't be true. People trying hard not to believe that this is Satan's work. It doesn't make sense yet. But many people, as we know, are waking up to see the plan, to see that it's fake, waking up that soon they will have no home, soon they will have no food, soon they will live in a concentration camp because someone has decided they have a stupid virus. And this is reality, and people need to wake up to this reality if they don't want to lose everything they strive for and worked for. And I know that these globalists, what they want to do actually is taking us 300 years back to make all of us stupid, silly, without knowledge, and they will be the ruling elite, and they will create these two, basically this state, this global state, when they are the ruling elite, and they have all these gadgets and technologies, and we think, or our children and grandchildren will think they are God, and they will be stupid and controlled by gadgets and the transmitters and radiation and chips and vaccines and all this nasty stuff. So please, people, wake up, because everything or almost everything that Mark has been saying since I know you and even before, it's actually coming true.
Well, the greatest deception is, you know, they're not going to be controlled. I spoke on a talk yesterday with Paul Seals from Australia. Right, and obviously there's this narrative about social control, and that's what it's all about, social control, governments getting all the intelligence narrative. The power density of the equipment is here to kill. It is not here to control you. Yeah. If I put a chip in your hand and then I fire a 5G signal at it, you've got to remember it's been hit with it 24/7 and it's internal in your body. So the modicum of protection that you had from your own electromagnetic radiation field, once that chip's inside, it acts as an antenna internally in your body. That increases your cancer risk, but also sickness risk, suicidal rates. The nanoparticulates travel across the blood-brain barrier, the tungsten that is in them, that start to oscillate in the cellular area and smash your cells, because I'm pulsing them with a vibration energy, and that tungsten is going to murder you. It's not to control you. Right. If I wanted to control you, I don't need the power density. What they're trying to do, they want people in this dream spell, this satanic dream spell, to acquiesce to their own murder. The reason for that document, they want you to sign up for it. That's what that's for. The whole point of this is because they want to tell you they're going to kill you.
Can you send me a photocopy of this document? Obviously, you hide what's not necessary, and just I want to show it. I want to publish it. I want to show people the translation of Ipsos Mori and show it.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
It's unbelievable.
I mean, it's absolute. That giving you all the signs. You see, this is another thing. You know, we're talking about the universe and universal forces, right? The energy in the universe has to be in balance, right? So it's in balance. They're committing, this satanic cabal are going to commit mass genocide, but the universe is still in balance. The energy field is still in balance because people are just accepting it. The vast amount of population, right, the cretins, right, the COVIDiots, or whatever you want to call them, the ignorant, the willfully ignorant, I call them cretins or pigs. Pigs is somebody who's got a bad soul, right? That's why you shouldn't eat pork. The balance, the energy balance, right, the field has to be in balance. And what's happened, they're getting away with this mass genocide plot because people are accepting it. Once you stop accepting it, through knowledge, and the numbers grow, energy has to be in balance. It must. It can't not be in balance. Therefore, because energy will kill to get balance, we know that from any chemical reaction, and the universe is just a reaction of electromagnetic fields. They've got to be in balance. So what's happened? They're in balance. We've got this mass genocide agenda, but it's because people are accepting it. They're accepting their death.
You know?
They're signing these contracts. It doesn't take a genius to know exactly what that Latin terminology means. Hmm. And unfortunately, they have to put, see, people ask me, why do they put these things in? Why? They've got to tell you they're going to murder you. They have to tell you, but they tell you in a deceptive way, yeah, so that the vast body of the population don't understand. Oh, they actually do understand. They understand. It's like the human race. Human means less than man. You're part of the human race. That's what they tell you. Well, you're not. You're a man. You're not a human at all. A human's less than who you are. They've been telling you for years, and people just accept it. Well, that means you're a cretin, and it means that they can kill you. They can murder you without any universal force sanction. This is the real key. They can kill you because you're a creature, and there's no universal sanction about killing creatures. And so lack of knowledge, the creator, will turn his back on you. So you're not going to get any protection. Your lack of knowledge, your ignorance, or willful ignorance, unfortunately, going to see you dead. And the only people that are going to survive this are the people who have the knowledge, save others, spread the word, prophesize, this is the prophecy, prophesize the word, get it out there, and save others. That's the key to survival. And also, there is potentially going to be a time when we're all going to have to come together. Because this horror show is only just starting.
Yeah.
So had it started a few months ago, we're now we're coming into the summer area. We've got a second wave in China, second wave in South Korea. Leicester was locked down again. 2 out of 4, by the way, just made up the numbers. Another lockdown to see what the test, how they get the police to accept their death. They die. They get the vaccination in September. So they've got to keep the whole dream spell, the whole fantasy of it, running along in relation to the science. See, the issue I had with YouTube and Facebook, whenever I put a scientific document up that substantiated what I was saying, they were the ones that were shadow banned. They were the ones that were took down. So that showed they were frightened of the science, terrified of it. The BBC, when they did the interview with me, the reporter says he knows a million scientists who don't agree with me. Does he? Well, which million scientists are there? Because I don't know any. All I know is they've got a couple of actors that they put on the BBC who say that there's not enough energy in the non-ionizing part of the spectrum, which is a total fraud. We know you can cut stainless steel with non-ionizing radiation. So how can he even think?
Yeah.
How can he get these so-called scientists to be so brain dead that they don't know that you can cut stainless steel with non-ionizing radiation? You know, this is just it's unbelievable willful ignorance. Unfortunately, I'm not here to judge them. The Creator will judge, and unfortunately, they will die a horrible death, and the devil will get that soul. They'll be dragged down the pit to hell, because that's what I'm here for. I'm here to drag them down the pit to hell. They know exactly who I am. They're not stupid. That's why I'm still here.
You know, yesterday, last night, I heard Mark Devin from the UK. He was interviewing,
with the
Charlie Freak and Colin, all right? And they spoke mostly about Q, Trump, and what has been happening behind the scenes over the last few years, and obviously more so in the last 6 months or so. And never mind the whole story, but what was important for me is, and also I know some activists in Israel that it happened to them, and I'm sure you know some in the UK, that once people hear about Q and this group that is actually pushing Trump, you know, as our savior, what is happening to activists to hear about the Q plan is they stop being activists. They say, okay, here is our savior, and he will save us, so just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And actually, last night, what this Charlie dude was saying is that this is wrong. Because what these Q followers need to do is get their act together and push back these atrocities and this regime, this agenda. Because only when we push back, which it goes hand in hand with what you're saying, you cannot sit back and enjoy the show. The show is really bad. You need to stop the show. So with Q and with Trump or without, we need to push back. We need to stop this agenda from happening. So I'm calling now to all activists around the world who may watch this video now. Please stop, you know, take your armchair, break it. It's time to stand up, not to sit back and enjoy the show, but to stand up and push back. And it's time to talk to all your neighbors, all your families, all your friends and friends of friends, and spread the word, because time is short and we are here to save people, to save children, and to stop these murderers, to stop these criminals. And time is really short. So whether Q and Trump is true or not, it's, you know, it's not in the equation now. You need to be an activist. Stop, you know, playing fairy tales. Be an activist. And if the fairy tales are true, great. They will come much faster because you help them actively to come much faster. And if they're not, still you're working for it. You're thriving. You're striving to make a change. And, you know, you will be judged good for that. So all activists who stop doing stuff because of Q and Trump, please get your act together and please help the rest of us. Just a small note.
The most important thing, you've hit on something that's really important. We've got to push harder.
Yeah.
And you see it is not a time. We've got them on the run. They had to pull the kill grid in.
Yeah.
All right. We're far too early for them. You know, when we first started putting the information out there, I've spoken to 18 at the Democratic Veterans Conference. I know exactly where that document went, and it ended up in the White House. Trump set up the Electronic Defense Task Force. They started looking into smart. They started looking into the implications of this digitized world. Well, I was telling you, 5G hadn't been tested. It couldn't have been tested directly off the battlefield. So they then started to wake up. You had the congressional hearing with Blumenthal, asking the industry for the safety data. I stated there's no safety data for 5G because 5G is a weapon and it would demonstrably fail any safety test. Consequently, there isn't any. I've got an Ericsson document that states quite clearly 5G will never happen. The power density from the transmitters, it's not going to happen. Also, yesterday, I had a document from the World Economic Forum, because another thing, you know, there were 1G, 2G, 3G, 4G, 5G, 6G, 7G, 8G. It's all coming out. It's all going to be fantastic. I told people in 2017, No 6G. No 6G. 5G is the 5 points of the pentagram. It is the finish. It is the final. It is the final solution. It's the kill. No 6G. So the World Economic Forum, yesterday I got a document. No more Gs. It's only the 5G.
Really?
So that tells you. So I knew this earlier on, right? This is not about, we've got to dispel this narrative about social control. This is not about social control. It is only a masquerade. So your government, the intelligence agencies, believe it to be social control. That's why they're behind it. Once they realize that when children and they will die, the elites die. I did a video the other day about the spent nuclear fuel rods.
Spent what?
The sick spent fuel. You know the spent fuel rods? Spent fuel rods from nuclear power stations.
Yeah, all right. Right. Yes, yes.
Right, well, when they become less use, let's say, what you do is you put them into these pools. Now, there is a number of ways to try and store them. The British have been trying to work out how to seal it in glass and all sorts of clever things, because this is a big problem, because nuclear power stations produce a lot more spent fuel than what's actually in the reactor. Those spent fuel rods are extremely toxic to all life on this planet. Yeah. We're talking about very, very powerful radiation emission substances. So in America alone, there's 60,000 ton of spent fuel rods. Now, you only need a couple of pounds of this type of radiation in air, and it would be extremely toxic. Because you've got to remember, you know, them nuclear bombs that went off over Fukushima, they only had a few pounds of nuclear fission. Did you see what happened? Now, and that radiation is still in the atmosphere today.
Yeah.
It has hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years, right? Half-life. So if I take down the electrical grid, these cooler pools where they keep these spent fuel rods, and there's a number of sites across the USA where they have them, but they've got 60,000 ton in total, or thereabouts. This, once you take down the cooler tanks, obviously you've got to keep the water cool 24/7, they'll be washed. You need proper maintenance crews, they've got pumping equipment. It has to be monitored 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, I take down the electrical grid. I've probably got a power backup for these pumping systems, but I just kill off a few, because the 5G, let's say you kill a few of the maintenance crew people off. So obviously they're not going to be around. You then heat those pools up. The water evaporates out of the pool. If it goes down, the cooling system goes down. So it evaporates. Once it evaporates and the rods, because they're not far away from each other, they then start to react against each other. The ionized radiation starts to increase its temperature. And then you get to a critical point where the temperature, so they basically start to flame. They start to heat up and melt and burn. And this heat radiation, what it then does, it just gets hotter and hotter and hotter. And then what does, it punches a hole through the bottom of the pool, hits the water till it's burned through concrete, punches a hole through concrete, not a problem. So it punches a hole through the bottom of the pool, hits the water table, boom. That will kill all life on the planet. All life on this planet. So these idiots, COVID idiots, the Bill Gates of the world, who believe that, you know, they're going to be saved. They're going to have this lovely world with the 500 million. I mean, the Georgia Guidestones to me was just it was a sign, like the UN 2030 agenda to decrease the population to 500 million. There'll be no 500 million living on this planet. There might be a few hundred thousand living underground in bunkers, but I'm going to tell you now, you're never coming out. You are never coming out of that bunker. You'll die. You may as well kill yourself now these are the elites, the Bilderberg groups who've been promised, don't worry, you see, let's go back to Satan, he's the greatest deceiver. Satan has just reeled them in for their death.
Yeah.
Because either we're to die, we win, they die, we lose, they die. They die either way.
Yeah.
And their soul goes straight down that pit. Now, after I did that video, Donald Trump then took control of the whole power grid in the USA. It was about 2 weeks after I did the video. He took control of the whole power grid, the whole infrastructure, because they know the risk to taking down one of those cooler pools, and they're now decluttering and taking out all of the digitized systems that were installed, hardware from China, is now being removed from all of the electrical grid. So you can see Trump's doing he's doing quite a lot of interesting things. But as you said, Chai, what's very, very important, we push the we keep the pressure on.
It's not
we
just that.
Increase the number.
It's not just that. I mean, for God, like you were saying before, we don't need to consent, because once we consent, it goes hand in hand with their plan. And on the side of God, we need to show that we are on God's side. So we need to actually say, no, stop. We do not consent. We need to push back this agenda. We need to be active in doing so, not just sit back and, you know, watching videos and learning. No, we need to be active. We need to write letters. We need to go outside and speak with neighbors. We need to tell people, needs to know. People need to know. So we need to be active, and we cannot just wait for someone to save us, whether it's Trump or Shai or Mark. It doesn't work that way. Each and every one of us who is alive right now, he or she has something to do here. You need to find out what's your play here, what's your part here in this charade, you know?
A really important thing, Shai, in the first instance, we've got to give him his proper name. It's Yor, all right? Don't call him God. They call him Bob. You know, you can't call for Bob when I'm talking for Yor. The word God is all part of deception, all right? So it's Yor, right? That's who he is, the Father. So you're the Father, right? We've got to get the words right, because that was all part of the... Very, very clever. It went on, you know, this deception's went on for thousands of years.
Yes, I know.
Thousands of years. So it's really important that we get the name right. But obviously, if you're praying to God, not him. All right? Lots of gods about. You're the creator, right? Totally different character. So,
it's time to discern. Every one of us has to discern, who is he? Who are you? And what you choosing. And, you know, you're saying about God and Yah, but this is in English. In Hebrew, we say it differently, obviously. But for the English-speaking people, that's great. And I know we did this talk, a few months ago. And I was laughing because I was saying, you, Mark Steele, from Bensham, from Gateshead, you are more Jewish... or more, never mind Jewish, more Hebrew, all right, than many Hebrew people that I know, because you are doing the right thing, you are thinking the right thought, you're aiming, your intention is the right intention, and this is what makes us good, this is what makes us the chosen ones, and you don't need to be in Israel, or from the Jewish people to be a chosen one, you just need to think right, to speak right, to act right, that's it. You are in the army of God just by doing the right process. That's it. And in order to do that, you need to learn. You need to open your eyes to see that, like you said now, Mark, the spell has been going on for thousands of years. Obviously, it's tricky to wake up from it. You've been on this path for few good years now. Same for me, same for many others. Some people have woken up only in the last few months. That's great, guys. We're waiting for you. Please join us, because this is the good camp. This is the camp that supports life, not death. Supports truth, not lies, supports good, not evil, etc., etc. So we're waiting for you. Join us. And Mark, I want to ask you, what's your take? I mean, you just touched upon it, but what's your take on Trump? Quickly, you know, not to dwell into the subject.
My take on Trump. Trump is a very, very interesting character. And what I'm going to say to a lot of people, he's done some very, very interesting things. And some of the things he says is not the things that he does. Yeah. For instance, he's talking about the deployment of 5G, we need to rush 5G, and I'm signing it off. He then pulled all the funding and the research funding for 5G. They did the exact opposite, because obviously I know people in the industry and they're open arms. Because obviously the you know, the federal funding for 5G was just pulled. So you cannot really deploy a network if the federal funding, because obviously there's no benefit to telecommunications companies, Sprint, etc., putting 5G in, because there's no benefit. I mean, I was talking to a lady in New Zealand. She lives in a little village where they've never had mobile phones. Because they live in a dell, and they don't get mobile phones, and mobile phone communications do not work in their village. They've only a village of 20 plus people. You know, it's one of these the Maori type community areas. They've just had a 5G mast put in the village, and she said it's a kill grid, Mark. They've never even given us one, but they're putting these masts up. And I said, yeah, that's exactly what it is. So the people need to wake up to what's going on. That's as a matter of fact.
So again, but Mark, if we go back to Trump, give us a bit more insight, if you have, on Trump or Trump actions.
I think Trump himself is definitely on the right track. The problem that we've got, he's surrounded with corrupted, satanic individuals. I'd like to see him take action against, you know, like Sir Fauci, people like that too. Well, the guy, you know, if he made an arrest, I mean, the guys, you have a Chinese bioweapons plant, tens of millions of US dollars to develop bioweapons. Why is that? Why was he behind that? What was the problem with doing this development in a USA weapons lab? We've got plenty of them. In fact, they've got probably a little bit more advanced than what's going on in China. So what was all that about? What money went back to the source? You know, what was the carve up? What's the carve up of these satanic groups? And I think I'd like to see some action. You know, I'm pretty sure they've got enough evidence on quite a number of these child killers, child traffickers, at the very, very top. I'd like to see some action, and I'm hoping that we're going to see some soon. But I do absolutely believe everything he's doing, whether it's in plain sight or behind the scenes, doing the right things. The fact that he's hated by the same mainstream media that hate me, yeah, always is a good sign. Yes. It's a good sign, but it's not the greatest sign. As you said before, it is up to us to support what he's doing. It's up to us to get our act together, get their masks off, stop being a sheep and stop walking around in circles and doing as you're told, and get active and start supporting the good guys instead of going along with a satanic ring. That's why they want you walking around in circles in supermarkets. It's a satanic ring.
Ritual, yes. Ritual, yes, I agree. And, you know, I've been telling people from day one, don't put these masks on your face. And once enough people will take the mask off, we won. We are winning this. We just need to take the mask off and we see that everything is all right. Fear has gone, and we see the lie because it's so transparent. Now, the other thing is, last night I watched this program with Mark Devlin. I will put a link in the description of the video. And the guy he's been interviewing said, now mind you, I'm telling this to you and the viewers, it's very important. He said that in the next 6 months, we are going, we need to, you know, get our stuff together and wait and be patient, because in the next 6 months we're going to see a lot of changes and things may seem like they're going to the walls, but they will actually, after 6 months, they will get better. And this is according to Q and this lot. But I'm saying, don't wait 6 months. Act now. Don't wait again. Don't think, maybe this plan, what I've been saying, maybe it's not true. All right? Maybe it's to fool us. Maybe it's to divert us from going back to us and stand our ground. So what I'm saying is, don't wait 6 months. Act now. Whether in 6 months or 4 months or 7 months things will get better, I hope so. But I want to act upon it and make it better, not wait for it to be better. Yeah, this was one thing. And another thing, I watched, I didn't understand the word, but there was a program on Turkish TV regarding adrenochrome and the pedophilic circles in Hollywood and politicians. You know, they show Bush and Obama with a black eye and the Pope, etc. And they spoke about that this black sign is a mark of the child molesting and child torture, that they get these black eyes when they are being tortured. And this was on Turkish national TV. Now, I know you told me there was the same on a Germany channel, right?
Yeah. It's TV3 in Germany, the same information. And Robert David Steele, ex-CIA operative, he was talking about this issue. So, you know, the mainstream are starting to circle, but the only way they're going to cover this story is when enough people rise up. You know, we've got to remember, these criminals, these are indictable offences where we can make arrests.
Yeah.
We can make arrests. We don't need the police to arrest these people.
Yeah.
We've got the prima facie evidence now, the genocide and the deployment of 5G transmitters in the United Kingdom. We can make arrests. The police, we are here to uphold the law. If the police can't do it, then it's up to us. And it looks to me like all the police can do is uphold this criminal enterprise, this genocidal plot and scam. That's the only thing they can do is do as they're told. It looks like none of them have got the gumption to actually uphold the law, the actual law, not these made-up diktats, these made-up rules and regulations. I mean, it's like going back to school. These people are like schoolboys. I mean, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, just, it's off the subject, but just to let people know, the software that we broadcasting on, it's called TalkBox, TokBox, and it's open source. It's not Zoom, it's not Skype, it's not Google Hangouts, it's TalkBox, and you can actually use it. It's open source, and you can go and use it, because it's quite easy to use, and it's, at least as far as I understand, it's not so trackable like the other stuff. Mark, I think something tells me we'll speak very soon again. Thank you for that talk, and obviously love to your family. And anything else you want to, you know, just few last words for the audience?
No, I think that's it, Chai. You know, that's great.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, mate. Much love to you. All the best.
All the best. Mm-hmm. God bless you.
God bless. Cheers, mate. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.